What's going on, guys? Your boy B Spell here today, and another one for the Independent POV podcast. What's going on today's news? Voters of color aren't happy with Biden, but we're not rushing to Trump's camp. This is coming from US Today. Opinion piece by Isaac Willower. It says the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee recently announced its latest tactic for electoral dominance, a $35 million campaign to persuade and mobilize voters of color to help them win back the U.S. House in November. It's called Power. Persuade, organize, welcome, educate, reach the people. And it's the largest expenditure for this purpose in recent memory. Sounds like you're desperate. The move draws the latest power line in German on the Democratic Party's crusade against the Republican Party and by the symbolic extension former President Donald Trump. Yet this desperate measure believes a subtler reality. President Joe Biden has become incredibly bad at marketing himself to voters of color. Just say voters of black people. But although the president achieved an electoral victory in part of the help of those voters he support is eroding. And recent NBC News poll found black opposition to Biden growing from 12% to 2020 to 20% in November. A New York Times poll found a similar trend with 22% of black voters and 6 of the most important. Hold on. Shall my computer be going to sleep? New York Times poll found a similar trend with 22% voters, 6 of the most important battleground state now supporting Trump. To those who befuddled by this development, there's only the question to ask, what did you expect? As a voter of color, I'm not convinced that the Democratic Party cares about anything besides stoking racial divisions to grab my vote, and this $35 million appeal hasn't changed my mind. Mine neither. As strange as it might sound, the current political landscape in which both party candidates advertise their primary qualities as not being the other, the concept of the earning votes actually matters to me, millions of other voters. To me, here's how the Democrat Party latest gambit sounds. Let's buy minorities votes because we can't procure votes through our actions, but trying to buy votes you haven't earned is not the strategy of a party worth moral consideration. Just another one. Voters of color might choose the couch come November. That could happen as well. Rep. James Clyburn, D.C., diagnosed Biden's woes as tactical. My problem is that we have been able to break through that MAGA wall in order to get to the people exactly what this president has done. This may well be part of the problem. Although 20% support for Trump is hardly an immeasurable wall, but it's not the main problem. Radio host Charlamagne Tha God laid out his 2024 tremula for political voters options, the cowards, the crooks, and the couch. It says Biden needs to turn his rhetoric into action. Voters are desperate for something different, like a president capable of putting action to lofty words. I would like my president to both condemn white supremacy and refrain from hurling racially charged insults at Americans of color who commit the unpardonable sin of not voting for him. No American voter, regardless of color, is a prize to be won by hitting the right donation threshold. Because of this failure at peer, the Charlemagne tremor, the Democrat Party is losing voters to the couch. As of now, Democrat leaders have given us no compelling reason to save them for their fate. Yeah. Isaac Willer, an award-winning journalist focused on race, culture, and American conservatism, as well as a corporate relation analysis of Boyer Research. He is a senior Grove City and member of the Young Voices Contributor Program. Oh, anyway. Here's my point of view. It's either I look at it as the articles stated, black men, because voters of color, they're talking about black people. They talking about us, black Americans. They said they might just chew the couch come to November. As I said before, later, they said, is either Trump or the couch. That's what black Americans gonna do come November. Will it still give Trump the win? Probably. Yeah, probably. I mean, y'all asked for it, to be honest. They gonna just skip it, or they probably just may just vote for Trump. Me personally, I probably vote for Trump for a second time, and then for after that, it's gonna be the couch. After that, I'm not gonna be voting anymore. So Trump probably the last president I even vote for. But that's my two cents. Let's go to the comments though. See what the comments got to say. It says one user says, don't go to Trump's camp, but don't stick with a party that only promises the world at election time just to go back to the same old thing every single time. How many more years will it take to learn Dems want one thing? Or vote then back to the business as usual. Yeah, pretty much. It's time for a third party. Many people I know don't like either choice. Would love to viable moderate candidate for vote. It says this one user said this white voter is angry at Biden and not happy with Trump, but I realized that we have to pick someone. One says, if Biden and Trump are our choices, I'm voting no confidence of all the people in this country. They are better choices. It says, another one, this is a good one. More black voters are opening their eyes about the Democratic Party due to the fact that they have been voting Democrat for over 90%. That's true, y'all. For the past 50 to 60 years to get nothing but slogans and symbolism. Many are not going to vote for Democratic. Some will vote Republican as a FU to the Democratic Party for begin neglect. Some will vote for the Independent Party. Some will vote for the Green Party. Some will do a write-in, and some will stay at home. Yeah, As I said, yep, I totally agree with this user. He really summed it up. Also, he says the Democratic Party has wired paternalistic ownership like mindset that believes that the black vote is owned by them, that they don't have to compete to our vote. I understand how they can believe that because we have been voting blindly blue no matter who for a long time. Yep. However, the wind of the change is upon us. We are finally able to see clearly what has been happening around us. We see that the illegal aliens play priority over us, who has never voted once in the Democrat Party and are able to rip all kinds of help and support. Democrat Party, your shields can no longer use fear and the orange mat, intimidation, humiliation, bullying, and the manipulation of our ancestors fight for the right to exercise the vote. Our ancestors fought for the right to exercise the vote if we choose to. And it must be worth the time and effort by getting something tangible for it, not just the exercise alone. Totally agree with this. God bless this young man. But until then, guys, be awesome. Peace.